You're listening to the show about Fishionaries and Wendy's Door for Four. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What mulching did you guys do today? Did you mulch? Oh, no, you went to a party.
We didn't get to actually accomplish anything. Oops. Because I had to go out and get a present for the child that we went to the... This was the latest acquiring of a present I have ever... I usually am so prepared, like, weeks in advance, but I was like, okay, birthday present time. Oops.
Here are some crystals.
I have, like, the funny thing is, it sucks when crystals are in vogue or whatever in popularity, because as a person who just likes rocks, it's like, yeah. It sucks when everyone likes something because it gets more expensive. I have like all these rocks and stuff, and I'm just like, these are cool. This is my rock collection. And
there's something Vincent's mom was telling me yesterday, I was at a birthday party picking up, and one of his friends' mother, it belongs to the, like, is a member of the Natural History Museum, and apparently there's a brand new, like, huge room of gems, and she says you just go and get lost in it. You could spend hours in it, so I'm really intrigued. I want to go.
Sounds awesome.
I know, but can we touch them? Like, you need to touch them.
Yeah.
I want to touch them.
Oh,
so anyway.
Gosh. Are you okay?
How's the temperature? Yeah. How's the temperature, Adam?
Oh, he's mad. Madam. It's hot. Please. Oh, no. Now I'm going to have to say that on the podcast, and it was so stupid.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, I was yawning as you said that. It's pretty, energetic. It's a good...
We are ready.
Ready. That was a cue.
Yeah.
And none of you have any idea what's going to happen.
No.
Nope. It's true. The uncertainty is where transformations happen.
Well, when
happen.
I wrote this yesterday, I wrote it in the moments leading up to when we were planning on playing. It was very hasty. And then... when we didn't play, I didn't look at it until right now.
Yes!
That's how diamonds are formed.
He put the recap in his butt. You clenched. And a diamond came out.
I think that's inappropriate.
Abby, this is all your fault.
I think that's inappropriate.
Adam's calling HR.
So this is the dragon and the angler part one. Words hastily put in some order and read aloud.
Okay.
A dragon is wrapped around a butte on which an anglerfish sits in a glassy orb. Water and change abound. Okay, we need a plan, someone says. Roscoe and Will go right, distract the dragon, and try not to die. Rafina and Bathwack go left, hug the angler, and set it free. Definitely hide in the kelp. Rafina swims in bursts. Bathwack swims like a noodle. Roscoe rides his penny farthing. Will can't fly. Now what? Come to think of it, we don't know anything about the dragon or the anglerfish. The dragon is a huge upside down creature of non-geologic proportions. The angler's a narrow fish with big pointy teeth and a snuffed out lure. They both might be gods. Ibish are gnomes, right? Maybe we should go back to the middle kelp and reconsider our choices.
Middle kelp.
Quick math problem. 2 sick gods, 2 tentative healers, and 2 audacious snacks equals what? I guess we'll find out soon. Roscoe sings and the distraction begins. The dragon's eyelids part like a scary scene in Neverending Story. We see 2 empty voids from another universe before he rolls onto his back and unfurls his wings. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, Mr. Enigmatic Dragon. Who are you? How'd you get down here? I ain't saying. Can't recall. The dragon undulates and takes flight as if drawn into a rip current. Mr. Arcane inhales deeply, trying to slurp Roscoe out of existence. But Roscoe hastily flees, minus a penny farthing and two-thirds of the seat of his pants. He escapes but is enveloped in a viscous sludge from the dragon's mouth. Will transforms into a huge crab and begins to stir up the sediment to obscure himself and Roscoe, but violent wing beats blast it away. Meanwhile, Rufina and Bathwack swim up the crest of a hill. Of the hill. Unseen behind fog clouds she recently cast. Bathwack slices his radiant sword in a flowing arc through the angler's glass prison cell. The angler's lure glows, water pours in, cracks radiate out, and the orb shatters. We are showered with glass, but now the angler is free. Bathwack gets Rafina's medal, and Will is going to be mad. Roscoe begins to cast magic to help Mr. Unfathomable fit into a smaller suit jacket. Alas, something wrong. Something is wrong. But Will bends luck, channeling fortune from another plane, and the dragon feels like he's made a lifetime of bad decisions as he shrinks. Roar! Now shit is going to get real, and the recap is going to speed up because the podcast starts imminently. Rafina and Bathwack heal the angler. Thanks, dude. Have a shield of faith. Thanks, dude. By the light of the angler's lure, we can see our way more clearly now. Will drags Mr. Inscrutable to the bottom of the lake where he finally reveals himself as Savnak, who bids us to join him and extends his wings in a terrifying pose. Will is petrified with fear, but Bathwack steadies Rafina. The putrid sludge covering Roscoe now explodes, injuring both Will and Roscoe. The battle is truly joined as javelins from Bathwack and threats from Rafina begin to fly. And then we die.
Yeah. No,
that's the end of the recap.
That's a now good, we find the out end what of the happens. Podcast. We did
it's it. It's a good part one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was very helpful because I definitely didn't remember most of that, even though I took notes in my rocket book.
Yeah, I have notes, but you have to look at notes to be reminded of them. So
no, this is true. That's the part they don't tell you.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Just some like notes generally and like
notes generally.
What's the word? Just to help visualize what the exact sort of situation is.
Okay.
So with that explosion, Roscoe lost almost all his health. And so he kind of like ran away and hid in some kelp. So he's down hiding in a copse.
Okay.
Will tried, was a crab, then went into the boat and uncrabbed.
Oh, yes.
And the dragon tried to first bit away a chunk of this weak boat, so Will was exposed. And then he tried to claw at Will. One of his claws got caught in the mast, so the other one did hit Will.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
It was just right at
that
the
didn't
end.
Go in the recap. Sorry.
It's okay. I listened to this.
Are you okay? Because you sound like you're sick.
What?
You're like, I just want to share some information.
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like. Doesn't it sound like he's super sad?
Everything seems super sad to me right now.
I know. Like, you kind of look sad too.
I mean, I think this is what happens when we start before night falls. Like, we started earlier than ever, and things are just weird. The light's weird.
Yeah.
You can see my chest.
That's what I'm saying. It should be way more sexy in here. There we go. Now we can see Eric's.
Is that better?
Everyone
is that even it out?
I'm not doing
Alex, that. Alex, reveal your chest. Okay. We need some excitement, and we need something that I apparently.
Oh, there he goes! He's gonna do.
He probably has 3 t-shirts on under that.
I mean, do we need something to clear Eric's like sinuses?
Yeah. Yes.
To
be honest, if you listen to the last session, it'll be a little bit of a continuity thing.
Oh, because
in a good way.
Sick in the last one.
Oh, that's right. That's very true.
But you haven't been sick in a while. You just sound very serious. This is your game. Oh, thanks for throwing that boogery tissue
there
on the floor next to me.
There wasn't anything.
It was just all
just yell at my kids for a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Take a break to yell at your kids.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
Was that good?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they heard it.
I'm gonna get some water, I guess.
Well, he's like, you don't want to walk past all the fishing gear. You have to have a gift shop at the back. Well, then how would you know if you're going to go to the gift shop? Well, you say, do you enjoy your meal. There's a gift shop in the back. Oh, no, thanks. I don't want any gifts. Well, now I've just made him angry. He's going to leave a bad review. And then he says, well, no, there's a guy on the across the room. And he says, well, I'm into gifts. I'll have a look. Oh. Well, who's that guy? I'm after that guy. He's the one I want. Who's that? It's me. Oh, it's so good. Like his face is like, it's like you can see him break character for a second. Like Rhys Darby just improvised his way around me. And like, that was really excellent. I don't know. Awesome. That's just, yeah, it gives that. Me the sense that it is improvised. I just love it so much. I love it. It's the one where Lucius says, oh my God, this is happening. And they're both like, what?
This is our flag means death.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched any of it yet?
No, we don't have HBO. But we have to find a way to do it anyway. We have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got them back, guys.
Yes.
Back. Guess who's back?
Okay, now
back.
Do the recap again. Let's again. See if we
That's
have any
punishment.
More energy.
No. I know. Now I'll edit all this out and the energy of Eric will like turn into a zany like salesperson or something.
Hey guys, welcome back. glad to see y'all here this fine kind of afternoon.
Weekly top 40.
Coming in at number 37, we got Daddy's got a new pair of shoes.
Who's Daddy?
By Wham.
By Wham.
By Wham.
Uh-huh.
Daddy's got a new pair of shoes. Daddy's got a new pair of shoes.
Me need.
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Me too.
That's how it goes.
Wait, you're just making it up?
I know. There was really a Wham song. I made up that I made it up.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
What?
Oh. Jitterbug. It's so many lies, guys. I'm practicing to be Will. Jitterbug, exactly.
Getting warmed up. You're doing some lying Will warm-ups.
So I remember almost losing all my health points, and then somebody cast some healing that knocked me up a little bit. Didn't knock me up, but
so
you know what I mean.
Yeah, you got pregnant with healing points first by the anglerfish, and then by Rafina.
Okay, cool.
Wow, that's a lot of DNA.
For real.
A bit too much DNA for Roscoe.
Three DNAs together. What kind of offspring?
3D DNA.
3
more
DNAs.
Like,
3D.
More like deoxytribonucleic acid.
Wow.
Whoa.
You could have just said DNA.
No, I did it the right way.
Just look at his chest, Eric. Yours isn't exposed anymore. So you have no ability to rule over us all until take your whole shirt off.
It sucks. I considered getting my like air conditioner out of the basement today, but then it's like so early.
I know it's stupid.
Really that hot there? That's insane.
It was like in the mid 80s today, and I was looking at the forecast for the week, and like it's gonna be dipping back into the 40s like in a few days, so it's like
it's annoying. There were a couple days here that I was very hot and then it snowed, so yes, it's the stupid time of year, but it's also nice. But yeah, the hot parts are not nice. I agree.
Anyway,
I disagree with myself.
Yeah,
so how do we make sure Roscoe doesn't die?
I don't know.
Did you have anything else to say?
No, I think that was it.
Oh,
do I have to say it again, though?
No, I thought you had other things to say.
No, I just, and I think I was just going to mention that Rafina and Bathwack are up still on top of the butte. That's where they are positionally.
Okay. The anglerfish.
Yeah, I just wanted to, with Ian, yeah.
Yes,
you guys could just call me Ian, man.
Ian, I forgot that.
Oh, I forgot that, too.
That's in my notes.
And Ian was like, let's kill this guy, and then we could kill Savnok.
I think
I wrote that down.
It's the same thing.
I thought they were the same thing too.
I think it's the same thing.
What's the same as what? What are you talking about?
They're saying that
I think the dragon is Savnok.
Let's kill the dragon and then we can kill Savnok. That's what the anglerfish said. I wrote it down. I wouldn't have written it down if that's not what he said.
Them's fighting words.
Wow.
Which does that suggest that the dragon is an innocent creature being controlled by a god?
I think maybe it suggests that the fish didn't know that they're not two different creatures.
Okay, we know more than the fish now?
I think we know more than the fish, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
because you guys commented that the dragon's voice sounded like Savnok's voice.
Right,
I will
we
say that.
Did, I think.
And his eyes look like Lank's eyes.
Yeah,
right, they were all burned
the blacky, out. The inky eyes.
I forget. What was the resolution to, like, was Lank ever controlled by Savnok? Or he made a deal with Savnok?
He accepted a gift, and so his eyes turned into inky voids, and he could do something, and I don't remember. Or his mind was protected from the scrying spell or something?
He was permanently under the effects of the mind blank spell.
Mind blank spell.
Interesting.
But I think, and maybe I'm remembering this wrong, I think his eyes melted out of his head for
yes,
this one.
Yes, that's true.
There was a different god. First, his eyes were inky voids from something
else. You're
totally
else. Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Delbin, the Star of Ice and Hate.
Yeah, he I'm was just sure. making oh, deals yeah. all over the place. He was like, deal, sure, deal, sure.
Yeah.
Deal, great. He came out of there all sorts of messed up.
He was like, well, let's make a deal.
Right.
At one point, it seemed like the anglerfish convinced at least Bathwack and Rafina that this dragon, I think he convinced them that the dragon is Savnok. And so they were like, okay, yeah, then let's kill it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, then let's kill the fucking dragon.
All right.
Whose turn is it? Do we have initiative?
Yeah, we do. It's the same as before. So I'll remind you. Right, the last thing that happened was the dragon took its turn. With
yeah,
the clawing
attacked me yes.
of the ship's mast and Will.
I recall.
So the ship was enclosed and then it got like ripped open.
Yeah, because it's been underwater for a while. It's pretty weak, and he bit into it and blew it open the side of it.
Did a bunch of skeletons come out?
Just you. Will hasn't eaten very much.
I'm just I'm a skeleton.
So the order then would be from this point on, it would be Bathwack, Will, Roscoe, and then Rafina.
Yes, I'm last.
I mean, you're technically first.
But I went last time. First, last time.
Yep.
Nice.
So yeah, Bathwack, you're still up on top of the butte. Down below, you see the dragon trying to swipe it. At Will and succeeding in some fashion, and Roscoe had run away, pants butt flapping in the in the water,
pants butt
into a copse of kelp. So what are you doing?
All copses are
kelp.
Are kelp.
All bosses.
ACAK.
That's ridiculous. And we stand by that.
As a podcast, we all... all cops is our kelp.
Unfortunately, I don't think we can make merch of that. It'll send the wrong message.
Not. Oh my god, no!
Out of context.
All cops is our kelpses.
I love that. TM. Oh man. I wish there was no context needed for anything and nothing was offensive. Dang it. It's a hilarious shirt.
So what's Bathwack doing?
I guess I'm going to swim closer. Because I don't think I can get close enough to actually hit him.
No.
I'm 9 squares up.
Right, 9 is the bigger one.
Yeah.
So you can reduce that to, with a move, 3. Technically, the dragon is a cube, so he's kind of like 10 feet up, but you'd still be a square short.
And I can move 30 feet.
Yeah. You can get above him, but you can't get low enough to reach him with just a move.
So right now you're saying diagonals matter?
No, I'm not actually. Oh. I'm saying he can while he's moving 30 feet down, he can also move 30 feet in any lateral direction. So no, it does not matter.
Okay.
But it's still, he's too high. We just go by the higher dimension or whatever.
Okay, bye guys. I'm going to get you a dragon.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm still too far away to hit him.
Barely.
So I'll just annoy him some more. I'll just throw another javelin at him.
Okay.
You have an endless supply.
No, I have four more.
He's so precious with his javelins.
So careful with the counting.
Well, maybe I can go swim around and get him, but I didn't know where the other ones went. I just threw two of them at him, right?
You mean previously? Two. Yeah, previously. Yeah, you did it too, because you have the multi-attack thing. Yeah, you threw
previously
two
on pork fried dice.
So it's a, well, it's going to miss anyway. It's a 13 to hit.
Yes, that does hit, or miss, sorry.
All right.
Is the dragon still reduced? Did I successfully reduce its size?
You did, but I think it sprung back at one point.
No, it hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
Unless I forgot. No, because it didn't happen in what I listened to. Okay. I forgot, I think, once to make you roll a con save, since it's a concentration spell, and you took damage. But that's my bad, so.
It's all good. His butt's showing, so.
I'm not.
Gluteal cleft.
No, wait. Am I within 30 feet of Will?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're within 15 feet of Will.
Oh, okay.
More like 10, actually.
Oh. It's getting too close.
I'm too close.
It's one.
Damn it.
It's a bonus action. I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Will.
And let's remind the listeners what Sanctuary means.
Means that Will is warded against attack. So if Savnak tries to target Will with an attack or harmful spell, then he has to make a saving throw. And if he fails, he has to choose a new target or lose the attack.
Got it.
And I won't read the rest because I don't want to give the DM any hints.
All right.
Wise.
So you hurl this javelin at the dragon, and then as you're casting Sanctuary, he whirls around and he says, "Hey, what'd you do that for?" I'm just kidding. I know we're fighting. And then he flips. He's like upside down generally. And he flips so his back is sort of pointed towards both of you guys. And Will and Bathwack, the people that are closest to him.
Okay.
And he rears back with his wings and beats them viciously. And I need both Will and Bathwack to make a dex save.
Okay.
I'm so good at these.
And you're close enough to make Will better at this.
Did it work? 17.
But you both get to add something to that?
24.
Right? I think it's plus 5.
Oh, 22.
22 and 21. All right. That does not succeed. Oh, so no. You take both.
Oh, great.
As this gust of wind blows over you. It's not the wings themselves.
Oh, okay.
It's the, I guess, water. Yeah, it's not gust of wind. It's gust of water.
I forgot. It's that word, water.
You both take 16 bludgeoning damage. And are knocked prone.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is Bathwack and Will?
Yeah.
How does a 22 and a 21 not succeed?
We're screwed.
That's bad news.
Fucked.
Yeah.
So wait, did we establish that Roscoe's about to die? Does he need to be healed immediately? What happened with that conversation?
Not about to die.
He got some hit points back. He was like down to one, I think, initially with the explosion. All right. So where's my thing? So Will, Bathwack just flew down, took some of the heat off of you. You feel like you're, feel some of his, it feels really good. Bathwack's magic touching all over you.
Get the fuck out of here.
I would use the word rubbing. It kind of rubs off.
Like chafing.
Ew. Oh, there's too many skin flakes around here. Reptilian scale flakes. Can't even see in this water. It's disgusting.
And then you, you pick a piece of crab shell out of your teeth.
Did I eat myself?
Yeah, it's from you.
It's messed up.
A little bit. You forgot to polymorph back.
Okay.
So yeah, you just got knocked down on your back.
Right.
Which doesn't mean as much here in the water, I think.
Interesting. Especially in terms of like Chumbawamba.
Yeah. I get knocked prone.
But you
but I get up again.
Get up again.
Wait, does again rhyme with down?
I don't know. It just sounds better.
You're like Andy Dwyer trying to figure out what give me a break
sex,
is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sex bear, the bad part of the song,
no,
sex bears.
Give me a break.
The bad part of that song wasn't the bears. We can't talk about Chris Pratt on our show.
It's got to rhyme with Fancy Feast. So what are you doing? You're sort of like floundering about on your back, but
yeah, well,
you could also just like float there. Like
I could turn into a flounder. And then if I floundered around, it would work.
Oh my god!
Don't, because Disney will get us.
Oh, I didn't say I could turn into flounder. Well, I said I could turn into a flounder.
A flounder.
By the way, that flounder doesn't even look like a regular flounder at all. Like, its two eyes are normal, and it just looks like a fish. It must
not
be a flounder.
Disney's going to get us.
It's flounder.
Disney's going to get the ocean.
I bet it's
all those weird looking fish were named after that cartoon guy.
Okay. All right. So Will is going to try to stand up.
You're swimming. You're just kind of.
I am going. Well, so is Bathwack really close now?
Sorry.
Like,
he's like 10 or 15 feet away. He's like up about 10 feet and over about.
So I am closer than him, right? Still, because I was like right by
the
dragon.
Next to the dragon, yeah.
It bludgeoned them, but it didn't move them at all. Like they didn't get like whooshed away.
I know, like the wind power or the water.
Nope, there's no push involved with his wing attack.
It's D&D. It makes total sense. I am going to stand up, and I am going to. I think Will is like, I am in trouble because this is a dragon and it's right on top of me. And what am I doing in a suit down here? So I am going to stomp my foot and hope that that takes me away. I'm going to think about the warping scorpion and be like, okay. All of these gods are bullshit, but if you do help me out, warping scorpion,
this is how people
maybe
find
it'll be cool.
Religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where are you trying to stomp to?
Well, just away from this effing dragon as far as I can, but still within like spell range.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know if that takes my action, but my plan would be to stomp my foot, turn around, hopefully further away, and Eldritch Blast this guy.
Okay. You stomp. First, before you stomp, because I want to be fair to all of you, and hopefully this is okay.
Oh.
I forgot that. Since the anglerfish is casting this beautiful blue light on the dragon, everybody gets advantage on their attacks.
Oh,
so yes. Bathwack actually gets another attack roll for his
hell
spear.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Do it.
Oh, it's literally the same.
Aww.
13 again.
What the hell?
All right. Anyway.
Derp.
So back to the present. Will stomp. Turns and stomps or stomp turns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will Stompian?
Yes.
You flamenco your way somewhere. So yeah, you turn and try to stomp as far away as you can, and you find yourself 5 feet further away from the dragon.
Oh, great. All right. Well, then I still turn around and Eldritch Blast him as much as I can in his eyeballs or something where I don't. Will does not know how to fight a dragon. He's going to be like, eyeballs. So let's hope that eyeballs work.
All right.
What kind of eyelids does he have when he's upside down? Are they made out of steel?
Exactly.
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, they were all good. Okay, so it was a 19, an 18, and a 20. Is that right? I can't freaking scroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 19, 19, and 20, okay. Actually.
Sweet.
All right, so yes, all three of those hit. And so that does 10 damage, 5 damage, and 5 damage. So a total of 20 damage.
Mm-hmm. And now he's just annoyed and he's going to eat me.
Well, he knows you guys are fighting.
Hell yeah, we're fighting.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Got him to say ow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's all I can do, right? Because I moved and...
I mean, you could still move a little bit.
I can still move. I mean, I'm going to hide wherever I can behind this kelp. Get out of the...
Okay.
You know, get just in the cops. Trying to hide.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I get behind here?
Mm-hmm. So I mean, that, like, you could hide in it might be...
Okay, that's what I... Better. I just want to be out of the view of the dragon if I can.
Okay. All right. So, Roscoe, you're hiding in your own copse. You're peering through the blades of kelp and seeing all this happen. The dragon beat its wings twice. Will blasted some magic at him and ran and hid. Rafina's still up on top of the butte. What are you doing?
Does Rosk feel like this is hopeless? Like, yeah. Based on the dragon's appearance...
I don't know. You got a god on your side, you think?
Okay.
Or something, as much as that's worth to Roscoe.
Yeah, that's what Will says.
Anglerfish, more like angelerfish. Okay, stick and move, stick and move.
I was waiting for the stick and move.
All right. Well.
you were really hoping for a huge belly laugh on that one.
Oh, yeah, really going for the belly laugh.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Roscoe was super scared because he had really low health, and then he got some healing, and he feels a bit better. Not great. He is definitely, like, holding Rudy, which is around his neck. I forget. Did I say what Rudy like is or looks like?
Mm-mm.
As being around his neck?
No.
No.
I think it's just a... Didn't I say it's just a rutabaga?
You never said that!
It's just a rutabaga, but he's holding...
Is Rudy spelled R-U-T-Y then?
No.
Okay.
It's R-U-D-Y. And I understand why you're asking.
But it's very rude of you to ask.
It is very rude of you to ask.
Rudy Tooty.
So he's kind of gripping that, kind of like looking around, kind of panicked, like, or rather,
yeah. Roscoe the floor.
There you go.
So musical each time.
Roscoe is going to, and Dathomek is still prone, right?
Yeah, but he's like 15 feet up in the water.
Sure, I don't care about the height.
But he's like floating sideways.
Roscoe's going to run over to the butte here, and so that's going to use some of his movement, but not all.
About half. A little more.
Well, that was about... if we do it from the edge of the copse... Yeah, it is about half. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to run up to be within range of the dragon.
Yeah.
And he's kind of gripping Rudy in one hand. And with an eye roll and a like a reluctant kind of sigh, he's gonna stick out his other hand, the way he did with the ibish, and he's just kind of wince and just against his own kind of better judgment or like what he against his own desires, he's gonna try to do this spell that he didn't even know that he had, which is poison spray. He's going to try to poison spray the dragon.
Yeah.
Is it mustard gas? Did we already make this joke?
It's mustard and lavender.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so it's a save. All right, so DC 14 con save, and the dragon has disadvantage because of the blue ray. So let's see here. Con save. Okay. So we got this roll. Oh, well, that looks very good. So the dragon rolled a 9 and a... Nope.
Nope.
One.
There you go.
Good.
Wow, with a plus 10. So, like, he had to get like a 1, 2, or 3.
Yep.
To or have four. This work on him.
No, 3.
No, a 4 would have beaten it.
Right.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yep.
All right. Well, then, once again, Roscoe emits a noxious gas from his palm.
Yes.
That is both mustardy and lavendery. And I don't know chemistry, but I feel like underwater, the gas probably like congeals into some more powerful, more harmful kind of thing that shoots right into the dragon's mouth.
I mean, maybe if you knew the chemistry, let's see.
Mustard? What's mustard's properties on the periodic table of elements?
Gray poopo.
Gray poopo. Like Pope Gray poopopery.
So how do I roll damage? Do I just
click? You already did. It was in the roll that you made. 17 damage. So so you cast this cloud of poison gas that interacts with the water at a molecular level. almost a quantum level. It congeals and shoots towards the dragon underneath Bathwack's prone figure floating up.
It basically becomes like a silly string, I think. It's like a silly string, kind of like, and it's just kind of, it almost moves faster through the water than it went through air. And it just goes, right.
And it looks like the dragon at the same time was trying to like inhale to maybe do something with its breath weapon or something. Ooh. You're not sure. And so it kind of horks those silly strings right up.
Gross.
Because of that natural one that he rolled, it actually does double damage. So it does 34 poison damage.
Nice. Yeah.
And awesome. And then the dragon goes.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
And a glob of of this green silly string mixed with a clump of that stuff that was all over you, Roscoe, that exploded, shoots out. And I'm going to roll a d20.
You're saying it's like rebounding?
It shoots out of it. He sneezes.
Because of the silly strings.
Because it shoots right up his nose. It agitates his sinuses.
Right. But it's like rebounding.
A lot of it shoots to hurt out. Us. Well, maybe.
Or it might hurt him if he sneezes on himself.
So, yeah, we've got a. I'm rolling a D100.
Oh.
Everybody pick a number.
What do we have?
69.
Yeah, say it out loud.
47.
10.
83.
Okay. And then the dragon is 1 through 5 or 95 through 100. And if it hits any of those numbers, whatever that is takes this 17 damage again.
Okay.
70. Did anybody have 70?
No. I was close with 69.
All right. No. So it so makes sense. It shoots right back at you, but whizzes over your head, Roscoe, and off into the distance to harm some poor sea creature.
And jellyfish goes, ow.
Hey. I'm jellyfish in here.
Why do all your sea creatures have the same voice?
That's how the sea works in this world.
I guess so.
Duh.
All right. Well, that felt good. That felt real good. Roscoe is going to use the remainder of his movement to run away. He's just gonna like circle around, like the base of the butte, and just go, basically over here.
Cool. And you're still staying like on, like the floor level.
Yes. Okay. I believe so. Yes.
Cool. All righty. So Rafina, the dragon beat its wings. Will ran off into a bush. Roscoe shot some green goop at the dragon and sneezed it back and then ran away. You're standing up there next to the anglerfish who's shooting this ray of blue light down. We got this. Let's do it. What are you doing?
I yell at Savnok. Who do you report to?
Who do I report to? I'm my own man, lady.
All right. Okay, just checking. And I cast Spiritual Guardian.
Okay.
Just checking.
Which is going to manifest as Savnok, except a grandmother figure of Savnok.
Grandma Savnok.
Grafnok.
Like an aunt booty.
Graminok.
Yep.
Like an aunt Savnok.
Kind of like an
booty.
Aunt booty, but like a very, like, well, yes. It's definitely Savnok, but it's like Savnok's judging side of himself. Like, this is who he reports to.
All right, okay.
So, and I'm casting it at level. I can cast it at level 5, I think. I am.
So, this motherly,
grandmotherly, I think.
It's like foreboding, though.
Right.
Foreboding.
Foreboding on the water?
Foreboding.
Under the water.
Foreboding.
So it's like sort of, and this is sort of centered around you, this effect, the Spirit Guardian spell. So it's kind of like at your side or maybe behind you or slightly in front of you. And you can designate anybody you see to be unaffected, which I'm assuming is everybody except for the dragon. Okay.
Yep.
And so the effect of this is the creature's speed is halved basically within 15 feet of you. And when it enters the area on a turn or starts its turn there, it has to make a save. And if it fails, it takes damage.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And that is increased by casting it at a higher level. So right now it is outside of the effect, the area of effect, but you could always move closer.
Yeah, I will move closer.
Okay.
See you later, anglerfish. I'm not going far. All right, if I go like here,
all right,
that's good.
I can come with you, maybe. No, I can't. These flippers, man, they're having some trouble flipping.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry about your flippers.
Don't worry, I got this light. And it gets a little bit brighter.
Aw.
Will is like, I hate this god.
I turned off my measuring stick. Am I now within range? I think I am.
If you descend as well as move that way, you can get close enough that your radius is just enough to catch him in it.
Got it.
And okay. It's just sort of glaring at the dragon, your dragon.
Yes, it's yes. Okay. Exactly.
Hey, who's that? Is that I don't like who that is. Who are you? You got another friend? What? How'd you get 5 through the door for 4?
I glare at Savnok with the same face as the Spirit Guardian.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
All right, so it starts its turn. It's going to have to save against this damage. So it is whatever your DC is. Your 16.
16,
yeah.
Is it?
It's
does
it
say it there?
It's right on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. So he has to save with disadvantage, and it's a wisdom save. So let's see what that is. Okay. So we've got an 8, so he's definitely going to fail.
Yay.
Oh, an 8 nice. Again. Rolled 2
Yay.
Twos.
Yay, this Woo. Guy's a loser.
And yeah, this steely gaze looks like it just kind of etches its way into Savnok's flesh a little bit. And you get to roll 5d8 because you cast it at level 5.
Nice.
Boopy doopy doot doot. Boop.
Yay.
All right. So that is a total of 20 radiant damage.
Am I getting any bonus from the blue light for this? No.
You did, well, I mean, he rolled badly on both, but he rolled at disadvantage because of the blue light.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
It's okay, not the damage itself, but the chance to hit, essentially, okay. is easier because he's illuminated. So that's 20 damage. And to use 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons terms, which I think we've mentioned this once or twice, but it's one of the things I really liked from 4th edition, the dragon is now bloodied. Which means he has taken at least half of his hit points and damage.
Okay. Yeah, that one time we used that form where it showed us the, like, the level of damage. Remember that online form we used?
That was cool.
That's when you introduced that, at least as far as I knew. Yeah.
I'm actually using that myself to track it.
Oh.
Well, if you want, here, I'll put it in the chat. And you can click on that. Okay. All right. So now the dragon is going to roll a d6 and rolls a 1. Good to know. And so he's, yeah, I don't like that dragon. That dragon could go fuck itself. And first he is going to rear up again and show his full presence. If you remember, he did that and frightened Will and everybody else saved. Mm-hmm. You all are immune to this effect now because you either saved initially or were frightened and then saved. Mm-hmm. And the dragon that he's trying to frighten is not an actual being. So it doesn't have to
good job, Rafina.
Save. What? Ah! And then he tries to bite and claw at the dragon.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Rafina, that means he's going to be trying to hit you, essentially. But since you are not his actual target that he's targeting, these are going to be a disadvantage.
Okay.
Does that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah.
He's not aiming for Rafina necessarily, but Rafina's kind of there.
Right.
In this 15-foot radius area. So, so we got a bite and 2 claws. Let's see if they hit. Let's see. So this one is the bite. A disadvantage is a 14. Does a 14 hit? I'll do the other two.
Wait, why don't I see it? Oh, wait.
Like right above your attacks, I think.
Armor class is 14.
Okay. So that does hit. And then a 19
even
hits.
Even a disadvantage. Yeah, 19 hits.
Because it was either 14 or 27.
Yeah.
And then a 15 or a 25. So yeah, hit, hit, hit. So
3 hits.
Yep. So you're going to take, oof, max damage on the bite. So 26 piercing damage. And you are covered in some sort of a viscous goop that Roscoe was covered in a little earlier. And then, okay. And then you take 10 slashing damage.
God.
And
what?
What was a bite and 2 claws?
It was bite and 2 claws.
And then 5 slashing damage.
Jeez.
That's 15 plus, what'd you say, 26?
26 and 15, yes. Mm-hmm. So 41.
Okay. Mere flesh wound.
Yeah, definitely. So, Bathwack, you were sort of blasted backwards a little bit, been floating around. Rafina is kind of below you, getting pummeled by the dragon. These claws are sort of whizzing underneath your feet and slashing into the space that Rafina and this illusory dragon are occupying. What are you doing?
Do I lose my move because I have to right myself?
No, that's the thing. In water, that's why I said it kind of doesn't really matter. Like, you're swimming anyway. Prone is less relevant. So, no.
All right. I'm going to charge at the dragon.
Okay.
And swing away.
Bathwack torpedo.
I think I don't want to cast anything because I still have to concentrate to keep the shield on the angler.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure he needs it.
Yeah, last session, Bathwack had cast a Shield of Faith, was it, on the angler, which improves its armor class.
So, do two sword attacks.
Cool. Slashy, slashy.
Yeah.
And these are with advantage.
Okay.
Whoops. So 15 or 16. So that misses.
Okay. Try again, I guess.
16 or 17, that also misses.
Oh my god.
Are you kidding me?
Your sword just kind of thunks into the thick flesh of the dragon, maybe penetrating slightly, but not enough to cause it any sort of real damage. No. He doesn't really seem to notice.
All right, that's it for me.
Okay. Will.
Great.
You're copsing it up over there.
I am. Mm-hmm. And I see this big dragon that Rafina summoned.
Yep.
So there's still like, unfortunately, that's like usually the kind of stuff that he tries to do. I don't really have many powerful spells, guys. I'm sorry. I think
how
that's
dare
really,
you?
I know. I'm definitely not a battle-y person. I think, because I don't think Will wants to add so many characters down here that the dragon starts disbelieving who's down here. But he also
what,
has
is this the door for 40?
I think I he also has a plan. So is anyone near the anglerfish anymore?
Not really.
He might try to make his way there. I think, like, so I can cast a spell and then swim or move, right?
Or do it mid-move, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to know. I'm going to try to cast my spell and then kind of try to sneak around to the anglerfish.
Okay.
So that is what I want to do. So I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to twin it.
Okay. So that means you get 6 bolts.
Yes.
All with advantage.
Nice.
So click it. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. 6 times.
Okay.
1. Did it go?
Yeah, yep. It went.
2.
18 to hit misses. 25 hits for 1 damage. 21 hits for 10 damage. Ooh. 21 hits for 1 damage.
Ah!
10 misses.
How many
and
is
26
that?
Hits for 6 damage. I think that's 6.
Nice. Is it 6?
1, 2, 3.
It says
6
force
six.
At the bottom. Is that what that means?
I was
trying to count how many Eldritch Blasts I cast.
Six oh, ways. I'm sorry. Oh,
it was so
oh,
many.
Oh,
to, I wasn't seven, counting right. Was it 6?
17. Yes. Okay. 18. So 18 force damage to the dragon.
Yeah, that's with sorcery points and everything. I'm a weakling.
How in the world did you... Well, anyway, this isn't the time for Bathwick and Will to talk, but like, I've never seen you cast that many beams at once.
It's a lot.
No. Yeah, does anything special happen when Will twins a spell?
I think the air
drops.
Something
jaw drops every time. like it's like if you're close enough to him when it happens, the air around you feels like there's just a little too much caffeine in it. Like you'd almost get a buzz. You'd be like, okay, I'm ready to fight.
So you're like exuding cocaine.
Yes. Sorry. Said caffeine, meant cocaine, definitely. yeah, that's what it did. And then I'm going to start sneaking. Like I said, I'm going to try to make my way to, I guess sneaking isn't really the right word. I'm going to be fucking going as fast as I can, but I'm going to be going to try to cover myself in between. I'm not just going to run straight across this expanse.
Okay.
So I don't know how far I can go. Over here?
You couldn't go 6 squares.
Okay. I didn't know that. 1, 2.
And diagonals are fine.
3, 4, 5. like maybe six, because okay. here I'm not in it, but I could still maybe duck in. He feels like he could.
Okay. And are you going to stay level or are you going to start floating up?
Oh, does that matter? Then maybe I should go here and do up. How do I go up?
You right click, or you click on the little lens down there, whatever that is. That, yep. And then you hover over this icon that I've chosen, this like flamey looking one.
Where is it?
See it with the blue around it?
No, I'm sorry.
The blue square around it? I'm pointing at it?
Oh, his name is there, so that's really
hard to see. No, you have to...
Oh, goddamn. Guys, I'm sorry!
Click on it, but then go back. You have to hover over it and type whatever number.
Oh, yes. Okay, so one.
You could be up to six.
Oh, I can? I can go up as far as I want?
You can go up six.
Well, how tall is the kelp?
You're going to be out of the kelp at that point. The kelp's probably three.
Okay, then I'm going to be three.
Okay. Okay. Rasko. You don't see a lot of that happen because you've tucked yourself behind the butte. You hear some things. You see some bursts of light and hear some screams and stuff. What are you doing?
How tall is the butte again?
The fish is about 9 squares up, so like 45 feet.
Okay. Can I retroactively say that
you went up a little bit when you were going around?
A little bit while going around?
Yep.
So he'll use his movement to come up to at least kind of peer over like the edge.
Okay. Yeah. If you had done that like, 15 feet up, you can go the extra 30 now and be there and still have an action.
Oh, also my question, I forget, did the anglerfish take a turn?
He hasn't been taking turns per se through this fight. He's done a couple things.
How'd he get out of it?
He rolled a 0 on his initiative. You've never done that, Abby.
Dang it!
Well...
It's because he's so injured or something. He's just not a target.
I guess Roscoe's basically going to use his action this turn to like talk to the anglerfish and just be like, psst, hey!
Huh? What? Oh, it's you! Mm-hmm. What's up?
Wait, do you know me?
No, I saw you down there! Well, nope, wrong voice. No, I saw you down there with your butt hanging out, man. You're like trying to fight this dragon with us.
Yeah, sure. Hey, what? Do you think this is a winnable fight? Or...
We can do anything we put our mind to.
Okay, now do you... Is that a true thing, or are you just saying that like a platitude?
Well, I mean, like, what choice do we have, man?
We could run away with you. This could be a rescue operation, and not a suicide mission.
No, we gotta take this guy down. This is our chance. He's like... tough shit, but like okay. not in the metaphoric, wait, it is metaphoric, but not in the typical metaphoric tough shit, like don't worry about it, or no, that's not what it means. It means like, you know, like I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
tough shit.
But anyway,
sorry, I'm still kind of weak.
Aww.
Still kind of weak. Okay.
But look at him.
So I did a...
He looks like if we were playing 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, like he's bloodied,
okay.
man.
Yeah. So, okay, here's what I'm going to ask you. I used all of my movement.
Yeah.
I talked.
Yeah.
To...
Which is a free action. Fish.
And now, okay, cool. Well, I would like to... At the anglerfish saying, like I'm still kind of weak... And Rosco knowing that there's not much he can do to the dragon in this moment, I would like to suggest that with another wince and lack of total intentionality.
He takes a tough shit.
Takes a tough shit. I think Rasko casts Balm of the Summer Court on the anglerfish.
What is that?
Doesn't that sound delightful?
Wow. It does.
That's like something at like a gourmet ice cream shop or something.
It's because it's freakishly hot where you live.
Well, everybody ignore
Don't read anything. This is what I get for being really like detail oriented when I put things in. But so like, well, it doesn't matter. Everything's gonna.
Wait, come did out you invent wash. This?
I did not invent it, but if you look closely, you'll see aspects that I don't necessarily have not been forthcoming about. Okay, so Roscoe, if this works, becomes a font of energy that offers respite from injuries. He has some energy that represented by a number of D6s.
Okay.
So I can choose an ally within 120 feet and spend a number of those dice equal to half that level or less. Roll the spend. I wish we could delete things from the chat.
I know.
It's weird that you can't.
I can't even.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I think I can clear the chat, maybe?
I'm going to roll 1d6, uh-huh. And the target regains a number of hit points equal to the total and one temporary hit point.
Oh, I was hoping it'd be a one.
So,
okay.
Angrifish recovers 4 hit points and gets one temporary hit point.
Right. Cool.
And that is Roscoe's turn. Aside from maybe saying to the Angrifish, "What am I?"
Whoa, I don't know, man. You got like some fairy magic in you, though, dude.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it made me feel good.
Well, that's good. Feeling good is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I say every day, dude. Like a okay. lot. I say it a lot in different ways, but you know, like that's like what I'm always saying.
What's another way to say it?
It's like, you just do you, man. Or like, hey, I'm living your life and living fine. Those are just some of the ways you could say it. Just off the top of my head.
I like some of those.
Yeah. What's the way you could say it?
Like, take it sleazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've said that before, too.
You know, while we're talking, there's a whole battle happening over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the blue light had started to drift off of the dragon. But Roscoe thankfully reminded Ian of what's going on, and it shoots back like the eye of Sauron, immediately putting its gaze on Pippin when he touches the Palantir or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Yep. So, Rafina.
No.
Speaking of being bloodied, I think you might be bloodied.
Oh my goodness.
I am not bloodied.
Oh, okay.
I had 104 to start with.
You're a tough broad.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, but you did take damage. I forgot to do this before. I need you to
don't remember.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, all right.
Or else your spirit guardians are going to go away.
No!
But you're close to Bathwax, so that's good.
That's got to save. That's a 17.
DC equals 10 or half the damage you take, whichever is higher. Shit. How much damage did you take?
40-some?
Huh?
41.
Okay, so it is a 20 DC.
20 and a half.
Yeah. And you rolled
a 17.
A 17, and then Bathwack gives you 5.
Thanks, right? Bathwack.
So you just save. So yeah, your spirit guardians are still there and
it's
persistent.
Not just. It's well over the 20 mark.
Well, I mean, you mentioned 20.5. I mean, it would be
point and another one.
Rounded up, technically. So it's 1 point above.
Not just. Listen.
It isn't just.
DM.
You're right.
It isn't just.
Justice for Abby. What are you doing?
Parade.
Yep.
It's your turn. Last in the initiative.
Poop. Poop.
Abby loves this game.
My fog cloud is dispersed now, right?
Yeah, the anglerfish dispersed it with this blast of blue light.
Little did he know. Okay.
Little did he know.
I hate that
beautiful
song.
Eric.
Thanks.
Eric sings that song at Christmas to make me annoyed.
That's why he's so practiced at it. That's lovely. Oh my god.
My whole life has led up to this moment.
All right, guys. All right.
What are you doing at Rafina?
Rafina is flipping through her little book that reminds her all the things that she's able to do.
Good. Oh, while she's flipping in the water.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly. She's doggy paddling and flipping, and the pages are getting wet.
Oh, no.
It's really annoying. And she's got this mucus stuff all over her.
Yes, she does.
And so it's slowing things down, and it doesn't smell good.
I will also mention that if you cast any spell that requires concentration, your spirit guardian will go away.
Rafina never has to concentrate.
Okay.
I always avoid those spells.
Well, you mentioned fog cloud. That's one of them.
All right, fine.
Just so you know.
I wasn't going to do that one, but right. I'm glad you pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have I already oath-bowed this guy? I don't think I have.
You did. He is your oathed enemy. That was the first thing you did in the fight.
But I can oath bow him again.
Oh, yeah. You've got a bow. He's already oathed, so you can bow him.
I feel like the mucus all over me is going to make these arrows fly even truer. I don't know, but it just feels like a thing that would happen.
Like greases your armpits, so that way when you draw the bow back, it's like a smoother motion.
And it's resisting in the, like, it's creating this magical tunnel in the water that makes it go super fast.
Oh, it's like rifling the water to shoot your crossbow bolt through it.
Yeah, is that a verb? That's interesting. Yeah, it's like turning it into a whole rifle. It doesn't exist, but it's gonna just maybe be amazing. Click.
Click.
No, all right,
but you have advantage because he's lit up
blue. I forgot to do that thingy. Okay, all right. Come on, oath bow. Yeah, that sucked. But okay, 15 and 17.
And you know what? This anglerfish, so normally you have advantage against your oathed enemy, which you do.
Yeah.
But this anglerfish's blue light is kind of like separate from like just traditional advantage. Mm. So you actually get a third roll.
I also have inspiration.
Which would give you advantage.
Too many
so
advantages. Would be, so much advantage.
That would be too many advantages.
Yeah, but you still get one more.
Too many advantages. Right. What's happening?
Check your privilege.
Yeah, check your advantages.
Check my privilege at the door.
And that's right, even that's worse.
Yeah, it's even worse.
You were not meant to hit this day.
Oh, man.
It's because of the mucus.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's unrifled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spun it the wrong direction, the bow, and it just the bolt, and it just kind of spiraled up into the sea and floated down and settled to the floor, the lake bed, in a little puff.
I hate everything.
Yeah.
I yell at the dragon, look in the eyes of this dragon here. Look into your own soul. Yes.
Does this dragon have empty eye voids like this, the dragon you're fighting does?
Yes, but it also has mascara.
Yes.
Oh, like some of those cars I see driving around.
Yeah. We saw one that looked like the Easter Bunny the other day. It had a nose and little ears.
Well,
oh my gosh.
It was a bunny. We assume it was an Easter bunny.
I guess it could have always been like a year-round bunny. I would love it if somebody did that.
It's,
I don't care.
It's Hugh Hefner.
People can do whatever dorky things to their car they want. I love it. Do it.
So yeah, the dragon turns and stares into these voids. He's like, "Yeah, look into my eyes, huh?" and he has
I like
to save.
That Eric was shrugging when he said, "Look into my eyes, huh?"
And he shrugs a little bit.
Yeah,
with his little dragony arms. okay, so this is a wisdom save at disadvantage because of the blue light. So we're gonna do this twice. And your save again is 16. So he's going to fail. And you get to roll another 5d8 radiant damage.
Wait, I do, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's your spell.
Boop.
Boop. See if you beat your last roll, which was 20.
Yeah.
Did it roll? It didn't roll.
Yes.
Oh, that did roll.
Nice.
25.
Woo!
You beat it. Okay. I do not like this dragon. And then he is again going to try to bite claw the dragon, which is going to try to hit you.
So is the dragon actually, in her space? Like, I don't see another dragon. Is it, are we just assuming what? That her dragon?
Yeah, it's
her
it's an aura around Rufina. It's a 15-foot radius aura.
Okay. I'm just trying to plan what I'm going to do, so I didn't know.
There's a chance that this could hit Bathwack or Rufina, because you're both kind of in that now in that space.
That makes sense.
So how do I... For each of the attacks, I'll just flip a coin, basically. Roll a d2. Rufina is 1, Bathwack is 2. Did that work? Okay.
Yep.
So this one's going to attack Rufina. So this is the bite.
Okay.
d20 plus... And it's a disadvantage. So 15 or 15. So those both, or that does hit. So that'll do 16 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then for one of the claws, it's going to hit Rufina again.
Great.
Oops, plus 11. So 21 hits. And
a total of 21 so far?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not damage yet. This is to hit. 11 damage. Oh, wait. Did he roll that at disadvantage? No, he did not. Sorry. Plus 11. Oh, he misses with a fail.
A crit fail.
Nice.
So he takes he bites into the dragon area and just not gnashes into you, Rufina. And then he swings with the claw, but like when he takes like a step to swing, like he finds himself like literally face to face with this dragon spirit image. And almost as if the mascara is tickling into his own eye sockets. And he is transfixed. He is not going to take his third attack at all.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. But I don't remember what the first damage was. Was it 21? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And I close roll 20. So let's undo that. That's how bad he rolled. I'm back.
So we're bloodied at half our hit points. Is that right?
It's just a term. Yeah, was what that means is when you have half or less of your hit points.
All right, now I'm bloodied.
Guys, Rufina is bloody. Are you going to stand for that?
No, but I don't know if I'm seeing it because I'm trying to do my own thing.
You know.
I do know.
Of course you know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Rufina.
Rufina has to look at pictures of kittens to make her feel better.
Oh.
Literally. I am.
Literally. So Bathwack. Yeah, in front of your, behind your very eyes, which you have a robe of eyes, so you can see behind you just as easily. Rufina's standing right behind you, and this is hard to watch as the dragon sinks its teeth into the side of poor Rufina.
Yeah.
A gout of blood spurts out, splattering a few of those eyes on your robe. You can still see her, though. It's coated in eyes, so even if you get blood in some of those eyes, you still see... Does Rufina scream when she gets hurt like this, or is she?
She's indignant.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, sorry, I know you've said that before. That's one of my favorite Rufina sounds.
She reveals her like masochistic side a little bit. So yeah, what are you doing?
Bathwick remembers the, Wait, actually, now I'm not sure he remembers or whether I remember the page in the book with the tooth, the dragon and the tooth. I think Bathwick saw that, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. So
do we want to remind the listeners what that means specifically?
I can definitely find. I wrote like so much, but I'm just trying to. How do you find in an Apple computer?
Command F.
Command F. Okay.
Oh, do you have a description of the picture?
Yes. I'm looking at and trying to find all the pages. Do we care about any of the other cages? Let's see. So sketch of Bathwack, Rafine, and Will and Gwen at Hotel Dusk and Bear Toggle. And then there is left terrifying image of the Arbiter from Bear Toggle from below looking up as she's falling, right side of Will rummaging through her remains.
It was a spread.
Then another one, Bathwack and Dean, Igor Kellerman conversation while Will is behind slipping the key off the Dean. This is interspersed with Roscoe being a boar. So I'm, and a Chipotle burrito. What the fuck? like my notes are insane. Then there's Will wrapping a mushroom in a key in a cloak. Uh-huh. Then there's four figures from behind, the four of us
in front of the door.
Standing in front of a weird long left to right door, inserting keys into keyholes. Then two lines forming an angle. Close up image of a hand ripping out a dragon's tooth from a dragon's mouth. The hand is small compared to the tooth. And then I see something that you guys don't see. I see a couple of things you guys don't see. And then, yeah. But you definitely saw that one. And then you, Bathwack and I saw a last thing that I think you've mentioned. I think we've mentioned before.
Yeah, I think everyone probably heard that last thing. So, okay. So a hand ripping out a tooth. So I just have I've just seen the teeth and the claws.
Yeah, they're like right by you.
And so I don't know what it means, but I don't know. Maybe the dragon's vulnerable, so I'm going to attack its face.
Mm.
But same deal. I'm going to use my sword.
Okay. So yeah, give me an attack.
Yeah, or I don't have any.
Two attacks with advantage.
What the heck is going on? So that's a miss.
Yep, 11 and a 13. So that does miss.
Am I really rolling so terribly?
Hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Finally,
there you go.
24. And now that have I hit?
Yes, the 24 hits.
All right, well, then I'm going to use a level 3 spell slot for the Divine Smite.
Okay.
Okay. So that's 13 slashing damage and 25 radiant damage.
Right.
Unless he saves or does something weird. I don't know.
So with your first swing misses as he's kind of thrashing around. The second swing connects sort of into his snout. And lodges in, and you reach out with your other hand to, you know, cast this divine smite to augment this damage with holy energy. And as you do, you feel this it feels like the same kind of energy that you expend with this to damage sort of envelop your hand. It's almost like there's a hand on your shoulder, on the back of that arm, and it sort of pushes it forward. And this energy is concentrated in your palm as it sort of pushes it right into one of the dragon's teeth. And you feel it pulse outwards and the tooth just snaps off in your hand.
Oh,
and the dragon
heck?
Roars in pain. Fuck!
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.